Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 36 degrees. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Frost advisory. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 39 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 45 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. KADAC. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
10R1CH testing.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is N8ERL. I will be net control for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan net. Is there anyone who would like to jump in for the pre-net? Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, here at South Lima.
Rob, AC?
No traffic, Dave, over.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Kilo, Echo 8,
Papa, Charlie Quebec, AEH, PCQ, Dave, Bay City, no traffic.
KCAYZF. I think there was somebody else that doubled with Dave. Could you please go again?
Kilo, Charlie
8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
I have Rick and I have Ron. Anyone else?
K-D-A-P-A-Z, many Bert, no traffic.
And we picked up many. All right, I will start with the preamble here in just a short while. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K-A-D-A-C-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clarify and to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcement for the net. From the pre-net, I have KC8SDL, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KC8YVF, KD8PAZ. These operators do not need to check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short-time mobile or are in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins.
KD8ZX, Howard, Thomas Township.
Okay, we picked up Howard, KD8DX. Let me run down. Well, let's take one more call for check-ins. All right, so far I have KC8SDL, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KC8YVF, KD8PAZ, and KD8DX. Again, are there any other check-ins for tonight's net? Okay, well, very good, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. Beautiful, gorgeous day today. I'm kind of curious to what everybody was able to do today, and hopefully got a chance to spend some time outside. And I just wanted to bring up that we're almost into May, and that kind of the start of field day planning. Well, let's go to the top of the list, KC8SDL. Rob, go ahead, Rob.
Good day, good evening. K8ERL and the group, Kilowatt Charlie, Delta Lima, Rob in D.C. Well, I was outside for a little bit, walked the dog, and did a few things. I even pulled the tarp off my engine trailer and kind of checked that out there. Yeah, July will be one of my first show dates, and looking forward to that. Hopefully I get that magneto back for my six-horse engine that's being repaired right now. And, yeah, you're right about field day. I'm making arrangements for that. A friend of mine will hopefully let me own his camper, because I sold my camper. He needs a lot of work, and I just wasn't able to do all the repairs I wanted to do on it. So a friend of mine's got a camper, well, a KDH TV, Justin there in Sacago. He might let me borrow his camper for upcoming field day. Of course, we're going to have it at the Franklin Township Hall, like we've had the last 2 years. And looking forward to that there for sure. But anyways, I'm gonna have I have my K-Mush rail to use there. Yeah, I'd like to bring my Drake twins, but I gotta do a little work on it like I told you before, but I'm looking forward to getting them Drake twins working for sure. But it was a nice day out there today. This morning was pretty chilly, but it warmed up quite well. So with that, I'll hand it back for the 73 round, and I'll be standing by. Get 8 ERL in the group, kill on Charlie, out to Weaver. Take it away, Dave.
Okay, Ron. Very good. Well, very good on getting outside a little bit. And good news on the Drakes. We'll be interested to see how they progress for you. Okay, up next is Dave, KAPCQ, with Rick on deck. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRO in the group, KAPCQ here. It's funny you should talk about field day. I was just charging up the battery on the ASU 818 and looking forward to do the field day with QRP this year. I've got the battery checked. I've got the spare battery and didn't get a chance to put everything on the air this weekend because we got the lawnmower out. And I cut about half the yard that was getting pretty long. And then we got the aerator out and gave the yard a good thrashing with that. And I guess I'll do it one more time. Tuesday it's supposed to rain, so that'll be a good thing for that. Other than that, just relaxed. Beautiful day. With that said, EAPCQ, back to net.
Okay, well, very good on getting the QRP rig out. I've always been interested in that, but one of the aspects of the hobby that I never got into too much, and okay on the yard work. Yeah, it's getting that time of year. A lot of lawnmowers were going around my neighborhood today, too. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think you've got a pretty good size yard to take care of. Okay, up next is Rick with Ron DeFalo, KC8VOA. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Dave, everybody in the net. Dave, I have a question for you, and that deals with jet vapor trails and chemtrails. What are the differences? And with that, I found yesterday to be a little bit warmer outside, and I got a little bit more done yesterday than I did today, but a bunch of sticks picked up and so forth, and haven't got the yard yet break yet. I need to get that done, but in the middle of things, there's a bunch of things I need to get done, so up against the gun for one thing or another. And with that, I'll turn it back over to net control, KC8BOA.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, I can't answer that right off the top of my head, so you're going to have to give me some time on that one to think about it, I guess. But what was the question again about the jet trails?
We see some trails behind jets that last forever, and we see some that dissipate real quick. Just wondering what the differences are. KCBOA.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, that's a good question, and I can't answer it right away. I probably could, but I'm not sure you would trust my answer. But interesting question. I just can't give you a good answer. Okay, thank you, Rick. Ryan, you are up next with Mini to follow, KC8YBF.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Obviously, I don't have an answer for that one, so... first of all, public service announcement. Tomorrow starts the closure of M58 eastbound, commonly known as State Street in Saginaw, from the split at Passault, where it splits Davenport and State Street split. That will be closed down to Bay Road as they do their repaving whatever. I did notice that basically all of the old telephone poles and all of the trees in the... Easeway on both sides of the street are all marked to come down, so that road's going to look quite a bit different when they get it done from having all those trees down through there. Last estimate, they hope to have it done by December, so it's going to be a long process. So tomorrow I will have to figure out how I get from that side to the east side of the river. In my judgment, I will probably leave about a half hour ahead of time, just to plot my route to see what's going to be the best route. Rick stated something the other day to go up to Shattuck and Shattuck East, and that's probably where I'll head because that's four lanes that direction. So that leads down to Bay Road. So that's probably how I will travel and then down to Hermansaw and back over to State Street to get over the river. Let me break. For me, it's been a busy weekend as usual. Yesterday, I finally made it to my granddaughter's last soccer game out in Chesney. We had to be there at 8:30 in the morning. And she scored a goal in her game, so that was good. That's 2 weeks, two games in a row she scored a goal. So she was happy with that one. We came back to my daughter's house at Christmas. I had bought them a new laptop computer because their old one, the keyboard, had stopped working. It doesn't boot well. It's basically on its last legs. So my task was to try and get as much of the data off of it and over to the new computer. Well, being an old, slow computer, it took a while, so the computer is now sitting on my kitchen table, and that's my task for tonight, is to continue with the process of moving all of her pictures and documents and everything over to a thumb drive and then onto the new computer to get that done. And then last night we had a dinner up in Midland with my old motorcycle group. There was 22 of us that showed up for dinner, so last one of the year. For this year, they do that during the winter months. So they got had a really good turnout. It was a good time last night. And I'll save the rest of today for the 73 round. Back over to you, Dave, KC8YDF.
Okay, Ryan. Well, very good. Well, thanks for the info on that. I took a little practice run from where I am, of course, across the river. But I went down Midland Road to Weiss and took Weiss all the way to, well, it's not Michigan, but almost to Michigan where the one way is. I forget the name of the street. And then just cut across back over to State Street there and up on the big bridge over to head eastbound. That wasn't too bad. I don't know if that's any better than going over to Shattuck or not. But anyway, good information, and it'll be interesting to see if they can get that done by December. That's going to be quite a project. I think I'd like to see how it works, but I'm going to wait till like on a Sunday morning or something it's to see how the traffic is. But I go out that way three or four times a week. So I'll probably just go down Gratiot, and I do that quite often anyway. Okay, let's take a quick, before we get to Minnie, let's take a quick standby. This is NADRL. Anyone who'd like to check in for tonight's Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Let's continue on then to Minnie, KDAPAZ, with Howard to follow. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. Haven't been really doing too much. I did go out and pick up a few things. I really can't work outside very long. I'm not supposed to be in the sun, and then my legs and that bother me. But other than that, I did get my laundry done, and I did go get some groceries, and I've been working on my puzzle. I've been on it for 8 days now and still only got maybe a fourth of it done. So it's all gray and white and the eye is black. It's the only black in it. It's 1,000 pieces. So it's a picture of a hummingbird my grandson bought me for Christmas. So it's going to take me a while to get it done, but I will get it done. This is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Okay, Minnie. Well, that's got to be a little bit difficult, just being white and gray. So that'll be interesting. Well, can't wait to see a picture of that on Facebook. All right, up next is Howard, and we'll be at the bottom of the list, KD8DX. Good evening, Howard. Good to hear you.
Good evening, NADRL and the group. Good evening, everybody. Nice signals, nice copy. And thanks to Dave and NADRL, I got a better signal going out. Give me a vertical antenna mobile. It's a heavy-duty one, so sitting here in my bedroom. I live in Thomas Township, now just off of Gratiot,
outside of the city limits of Saginaw. Swan Haven Manor, Swan Haven Manor. So I'm on the third floor here and just getting used to doing some ham radio work from an apartment. So right now I just have the 2 meter set up, and eventually I'm going to hopefully be on CW on 40 and 20 meters mainly, and that's the name of my game. I've been doing CW for mainly 50 years, so. And when I first became a novice back in 1975, I worked all states. I think the novice license was only good for 1 year. And after that, you had to upgrade or go off the air. So I worked all states, 48 states at that time, on CW with just six crystals. So I had great 2NT transmitter, which ran, I think, about 70 watts. No VFO, so six crystals, and I had a great 2C receiver and used a 40-meter dipole. So that's run down my background. So I've been around for quite a few years. And I'm very happy with the Tigers, too. I watched mostly both games yesterday from Tiger Stadium there, and they won. And I think today they won, I didn't catch all of it, but a lot of it, 6-0. So Tigers are doing great. And that's about it. So pleasure meeting you for you guys, and keep up the good work. Okay. Back to Net Control, NERL, the group from KDH to DX.
Okay, Howard. Very good. Solid copy. Very good signal. Your rig is working great. And a little trip down memory lane back in the day. That's was quite an accomplishment to get to all states using crystals, not a VFO, back then as a novice. But yeah, you've been doing CW for quite a while, and hope that we can get that up and running for you. Yeah, Tigers are really something this year. If they keep this pace up, they're going to have an amazing year, and hopefully we'll be able to keep it up. But kind of exciting, actually. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. Anyone else who'd like to jump in for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net?
NAKTR, November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Franklin, good evening.
Okay, Bob, well, you're up next. Go ahead.
Alrighty. Yeah, I just got off the tractor. I look at my watch, I go, well, maybe it'll still be on. And it is. So I just basically just got done. I had a mess outside. I had when we had that ice storm, snowstorm type deal thing here, I got a white pine, and those things have really long branches on them. Anyway, it broke about 8-10 of them off. I started cleaning it up a couple weeks ago, but then I had a... my gallbladder was acting up, and they removed it on me, so I had to wait a couple more weeks before I could do anything. So the wife and I took care of that mess out there with the chipper shredder and whatnot, and I finally got my first mowing in today, so everything went well. I had to change the belt on the tractor, but I broke it before the last cut last year, the belt broke on me, and I'm like, okay, I'm done this week. But so anyways, I did that a couple days ago, replaced the belt, and everything seems to be working okay now. So I got the grass cut, got the tree cleaned up, and on to the garden. Back to net, NAKTR.
Okay, on everything, Bob, fine business. Yeah, we're getting close to that garden time. will be interesting to see if we get any hard freezes or frosts before the end of the month. Generally, if we can make it to Memorial Day, we'll have clear sailing. And okay on the yard, well, I tell you, the winds this year have made it kind of tough. A lot of branches sound like you were saying. All right, at the end of the list, let's head back up to the top for Rob, KC8SDL, with Dave to follow. Go ahead again, Rob.
Very good. Doing a great job as usual with you, Mr. Dave. And you're on the group here, Kilowatt, certainly, congratulations. Of course, let me wave ahead to Miss Vinnie. Good evening, Miss Vinnie. Hope you're doing well. Well, okay, other than that, I had a good day today. And like I told you on the phone, I'm feeling okay. I'm not going to worry about my issues, but hopefully I'll get them resolved here soon. But, yeah, that gentleman there, you just talked to, well, that's an avid ham. I have a career for over 50 years. That's pretty neat. I was going to say, I'm a kind of a young guy in the ham operator. I became interested in hobby and all a long time ago, but 1999, on a dare, year 2001 on a dare, I went to a ham swap in Lapeer, and a couple of friends of mine got to me and said, "Well, Rob, you signed up for the tech class." I'm going, "How do you get a chance to study?" And they said to me, "Robert, don't disappoint me." Well, I did good. I did well. I got done. Took the test book back up to the VD examiners, and then so I said, "Yeah, I probably foobarred this one." And the guy goes, "No, we got time. You want to take your general?" I'll pass. But a few years later, I took my general class test, and I passed it, and I like it right there. Yeah, I'd like to go into extra advanced, but being my eyesight trouble, I'm happy for what I have right now for a general class ham. That's pretty neat. I like the equipment that you talked about, just Q&T transmitter and the receiver. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today about the Drake equipment, and it's amazing. Drake's got equipment was quite the equipment back in the day. It's good equipment, and like I said, my radios I got now, I'm looking forward to getting that on the air for sure. let me see. Next week's uneventful. No doctor's appointment, which is good, and I might do stuff around the house and help the ex-wife and stuff like that, and we'll go from there. So, again, have a very good week, and everybody on the net, you're a fine bunch of folks that are really glad that I've got, interested in the Savar group, and of course, I'm very eternally grateful for picking up that Swan 500 CX radio, and I love that thing. It works great. So, all right, 732, take care, and have a good week, everybody. In the ARL in the group, way to hand the Bob there, and anyway, good evening, Bob. In the ARL in the group, Kilowatt Charlie 8, Series 03. 7-3, Dave.
Okay, Ron, very good, thank you. Hope to just keep hanging in there. Hope you feel better, get things going your way. Dave, you are up to be in with Rick DeFalo, KE8PCQ.
NADRL in the group. Get my letters straight there. Answer for Rick from Dave. This could be or not be, but the jets cause the humid air to freeze and make ice crystals. And that humid air is wide, but it's very thin, so that if you had 500 to 1,500 feet of difference in a jet, one might catch that and the other one may not. And that's my answer to it. I'll stick to it. With that said, everybody have a great week. 7-3s. KE8PCQ, back to NAERL in the group.
Okay, well, thanks for that, David. That's when I was working back in the day. That was really pretty cool to watch other airplanes crossing in front of you and flying 2,000 feet above you and crossing 1,000 feet in front of you and watching the faster ones go underneath you or pop up on top, and to watch the contrails. That was pretty interesting. There'd always be a space between the engines and where the contrail starts. And I'm lucky that I was at a job where I could experience that kind of stuff. So always counted myself lucky that I was able to do that. Okay, Rick, you're up next. KC8 VOA with Ron DeFalo. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you for an explanation there. For me, next week, I think I'm supposed to be in the chute next week for net control. I may not be available next Sunday. I may not be home. I won't know that until I get closer to time. So that's what's going on here. I've been planting stuff in the garden, and I noticed the farmers are out working the fields, and I see they're planting seeds, too. I'm guessing they're probably planting beets right about now. So the temperatures are getting warm, so it depends what crops you're going to plant in the ground as to when you can plant them. Certain crops don't mind the cool weather and actually do better in it. If you are growing cilantro, you want to get it in the ground soon. As the frost is gone, you want that in the ground. It will bolt. Lettuces, spinach, stuff like that, all that can go in the ground. So I've been planting stuff right along, especially cabbage and stuff. I've got some of that in the ground right now and so forth. So that's what's going on here. And looking at the weather, it looks like we could possibly get a little bit of weather tomorrow. It looks like a slight risk of severe weather is off to the west of us and to the north of us. So we look like we're in the clear right now, but just a little bit of rain and maybe some thunder showers. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCEBOA.
Well, very good. Thanks for the info on the weather. Yeah, I've not checked the weather ahead at all this week. I've been bogged down with so many things to do. Hey, you know how retirement is. How did I ever have time to work? But again, thanks for the info. Ron, you're up next with many to follow. But before we get to you, Ron, let's make a real quick standby. This is NADRL. Anyone here who would like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Hey, KC8YVF. Pick it up, Ron, with many to follow.
Good evening again, Dave, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I'm just looking. That's a change in the weather from what I looked at just a couple of hours ago, so they must have switched at 4 o'clock or so. Yesterday, for at least for tomorrow, they were saying basically no rain, mostly sunny and 72 degrees. So I'll have to take a look. I plan to ride the motorcycle to work tomorrow, so I'll have to take a look and see what it's like at 60%. But I didn't ride on Friday because it was supposed to be only 40%, but it was supposed to be showers and thunderstorms for Saginaw, and we didn't get anything. So usually when I ride the bike, that's when we get, if they predict rain, that's when I get it. And it's usually about 5 o'clock when I have to ride home. So that's the way it usually works. Yeah, for me at least for today, it was a busy day since I didn't get to do a lot yesterday. And I still haven't got all the chores done. I've got at least 2 or 3 hours more of things I got to get done. So hopefully daylight helps me out here. But I did get the lawn mowed today, so I edged all the way around and cleaned up the curb because I'm on a side street. And it's amazing what people throw out in my yard. I had 3 bottles, different bottles of alcohol laying in my yard. So people just drive by and toss bottles of alcohol out of their cars, and it ends up in my yard. It's, you know, that's amazing. You're not supposed to be drinking in the first place, let alone 3 bottles got tossed out. So picking up that and the other debris, cigarette packages and other things that always get tossed as they drive down my through street. So that's what part of my lawn pickup is always going through that side yard to pick up those things before I hit it with the mower. But I got everything done. My wife got everything, some of the plants she put in the garden, vegetable garden, for the winter. She got those out because we were doing some other things, so she had to move some plants from where they were into the garden, at least for the winter, and now they're back to where she wants to put them, so she's still working on that. Did get the garden tilled, so got all cleaned up. It is tilled, at least for the first time, so I'm a little ahead of schedule on that process. Tonight, as soon as I get done here, I'm heading up to Menards. I got to get some additional grass seeds, as we had the grass put down hydro-seeded, but again, it takes a while to fill that in, so I'm going to get a new bag and get it out there, get it down in the lawn, and then I'll get my fertilizer. I'm going to try and get the fertilizer down because it's supposed to, it wasn't supposed to rain until Tuesday, so we'll get a chance to settle down before it rains and you know, get that down. I'm several weeks behind in getting that done. And then I got a couple other little outdoor projects yet to go before it gets dark, and then I'll come in and work on my daughter's computer project, and then hopefully tonight there's still time to get the club's newsletter. Either tonight or tomorrow night I'll work on the club's newsletter to get that out, because this... Sorry, I timed out the repeater. Wasn't watching the time. So anyhow, busy day. I also got down to 911 to try out the cables. Unfortunately, Rick, neither one of the cables seemed to work. So I'd bought some shielded but a little less expensive cables off of Amazon. I've always had problems getting the Elenco radio to connect for the APRS. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. So I couldn't get it to connect, so I don't know if it's a cable issue or just the issue that I've always had trying to get it to connect to be able to run the APRS. And for the extension for the Cantronics, I got the wrong end on it. So I got a USB at one end, and I got the wrong end at the other. I got a female, and I need a male. So at this point, instead of doing that, I'm just going to go to Blue Max 49ers and order the 25, the USB, the correct cable for it, so I know it will work, and get that. So probably tonight or tomorrow, I will get that ordered as well to get the TNC connected with. So lots of things going on coming up here. Let me break again. May 7th, the emergency exercise for the county. I've got seven people, so I'm pretty good at least on that. That's what I was hoping to get. MS Walk, I need help. Lots of it. I have 9 people right now out of 20 that I need. So if you can help with the MS Walk in Saginaw on May 10th, or in Frankenmuth, excuse me, on May 10th, Saturday. Got to be there about 8:30 in the morning. You'll be done typically about 11:30 in the morning as well. So about 3 hours or so. I need people to help. Like I said, I've got 9 people right now of the 20 that I need. So I'll be going to the Midland Club meeting to try and beg for dollars, and to the Saginaw Club as well to try and get more people to help out. So it's been a rough go so far trying to get volunteers. So that's what I got for you. I'll turn it back over to you, Dave, KC8YVF, back to Net.
Okay, Ron. Well, I hope that you get all your chores done for tonight, and I hope everything else goes well for you. Anyone else would like to join us for tonight's Net for our final round here, please call. Okay, Vinny, you are up next with Howard DeFalo, KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Sounds like everybody's been really busy this week. So anyway, I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night probably, and hopefully see some of you on Friday night at the club meeting. This is KD8PAZ, back to N80RL.
Okay, Vinny. Well, I'm glad that the days are getting longer so that you can make the club meeting. And the spring sure got here in a hurry. I think it kind of fooled us because the warm weather took its time getting here. But anyway, hopefully we'll have plenty of warm weather to get all the gardening and everything that yard work, everything that we need to do. Howard, you're up next, KD8DX, with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Howard.
Thank you. NADRL from KD8DX in Thomas Township. I lived in Saginaw Township, well, now it's the west side of Saginaw for over 60 years. I lived on South Oakley Street, so, and, so my house. Geez, I've been here almost, about 11 months now in Swan Haven Manor, which is a retirement community. So, yeah, I'm 87 years old, 87, so doing pretty good. And a good reception from everybody on the air tonight, so appreciate it. And good health, everybody, good health. And, yeah, the weather's getting better, so, and peace be with you from KD8 to the expect and that control.
Okay, Howard, yeah, I'm just watching your signal and the voters, and you're lighting up quite a few of the voters, so your rig is doing very well. And, again, always good talking to you. Bob, you were up at the end of the list, NAKPR. Go ahead, Bob.
No, not much to add right now. My wife wants me for something. I'm not sure what it is. I told her, hold on a minute, I'll be there. So thanks for doing that, Dave. And I'll talk to everybody tomorrow night. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Okay, Bob, very good. Well, end of the list. Anyone else would like to join us for tonight's net, please call NADRL.
Delta Whiskey, in and out there tonight, Dave. 73s. Have a good one. Thanks for doing it.
Okay, Dave. Well, good hearing you. Thanks for the jump in, WADW. Anyone else?
PCBOA recheck.
I did want to mention that we had for the Michigan CUSO party. We had six of our members, or six people, I'm not sure all were Savara members, who posted their logs with Savara as their club, and I think currently we're eighth as far as out of quite a few of the clubs that posted. So good job, everybody, on that. We're at the end of the list here. Is there any rechecks or any comments before I end the net?
KCBOA?
Go ahead, Rick.
Just one of the things I pay attention to when I pick up grass seed is how much weed content is in it, and also when it was last tested for germination. That gives you an idea how fresh the grass seed is. If it hasn't been recently, it's been sitting on the shelf for a while. So you want to pay attention to that, because you don't want old seed that tends not to germinate as well. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Control, KCBOA.
Okay, Rick, good information. I did not know you could check check that on the bag. I'll have to look at that. I've got some seed that's been on the shelf for I don't know how many years, so I'm assuming it's probably not going to do very good. All right, everyone, thanks for joining us tonight. So, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. Time-wise, it looks like around close to 40 minutes. This is NAERL. Net is now closed, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. Have a good week, gang. 7-3.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.